Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy ho, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of January, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. More Apple rumors coming our way. Today's edition, the Watch. Yep, some new reports circulating out there now saying that the Watch Series 7 might actually have blood glucose monitoring. Those of you who don't know what that is, it actually measures the blood sugar levels in your body and would be very useful for diabetics out there. Now, normally, you'd have to measure blood glucose, you know, using a drop of blood. Put that in a little meter and then it'll tell you your reading. But apparently, Apple has actually secured some patents around blood glucose monitoring, all designed within this optical sensor that displays on top of the skin through the watch. We all know that lately Apple has definitely been focusing on the watch for health purposes and fitness. And if this technology was to see the light of day and be actually accurate, Apple might sell a buttload of watches then. In any case, we should be seeing the Watch Series 7 sometime later this year, though there hasn't been any date given just yet. Hey, staying with Apple news, got your iPhone. Whatever you do, if you got a pacemaker, do not hold it close to it. No, this is not rumors. Apple is actually warning customers that their iPhone could actually interfere with the medical devices. This is actually published on Apple's support page and hidden within the safety information, warning that iPhones actually contain magnets and radios that actually emit electromagnetic fields, both of which, yes, have been known to interfere with medical devices, such as pacemakers and defibrillators. Apple's recommending that if you do have such a medical device, keep your iPhones and even your MagSafe chargers about 6 inches apart, or 15 inches apart if you're wirelessly charging. As for the reason why Apple decided to update its safety guidelines all of a sudden, now we didn't hear anything back on that. More than likely, it was one of their lawyers saying, yeah, you might want to add this, you know, just in case. Instagram is getting all professional now with a professional dashboard. This is actually focused on businesses and, of course, creators. It will bring the tools now into a dedicated space within the app, and obviously will be focused for those ones out there that are content creators or business accounts. Creators may see shortcuts for branded content partnerships or even other monetization features. On top of that, the dashboard will also display account analytics and also links to tutorials for helpful articles. Again, though, the dashboard not currently available just yet. Instagram, however, though, promises you should be seeing this feature sometime soon. Finally, we hop on over from Instagram, of course, on over to Facebook, and Facebook has your numbers up for sale. No, not directly, but apparently somebody has gotten a hold of a database full of Facebook users' phone numbers, and that data is currently being sold on Telegram. These reports are coming via the way of Motherboard, by the way, and security researcher Alan Gale. Apparently, whoever got a hold of this information, yeah, they got about 533 million users' telephone numbers. Now, like I said, the data, it's being sold. They ain't gonna give this away. The average price looks like it's about $20 per number. However, though, of course, with anything that you wish to buy in bulk, there will be a discount. $10,000? Yeah, that'll set you back $5,000. Apparently, this scheme has also been running on Telegram since January 12th of this year, but the data actually comes from 2019. The hacker, too, by the way, pretty clever. He's not actually there. It's just a bot running the whole thing. As for if and when Telegram is actually going to take the thing down, yeah, we're still waiting on them. Any day now, guys. Any day. Got a story? Know what else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts. You can also check out our tech blog over there as well. Have a look at our Facebook page, too, and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come join our BTN family over at our BTN Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it right now, so come on over and join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, of course, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday's going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.